Thank you, Bob and Roger, for putting this together and your leadership and all the other groups that are involved. We have some other members that have joined us. Bill Owens from New York, member of the committee. Peter Welch from Vermont, also a member of the committee. Got Senator Harkin over here, who helped me put the 08 bill together. And Shelley Pingree from Maine. And Mr. Lovesack from Iowa. And Kurt Schrader from Oregon. These are all members of our committee in the House as well. So thank you all for being here today. And there's Chairwoman Stabenow, who, by the way, did an outstanding job. I've never seen anybody work harder and wear people out like Debbie Stabenow has done. She literally talked to every member of the U.S. Senate, not once, but three or four times, and they were just avoiding her because she would pin them down. And she made it happen. She got that bill through the Senate and did an outstanding job. Bipartisan bill. We got a bipartisan bill through the House. And it's just, there is no good reason why we didn't bring this bill to the floor. People say we don't have the votes. I don't agree with that. I think we do have the votes. We just need the opportunity to have this bill come up and work on it. Now, I understand that yesterday I got some people upset because I was too blunt talking, which I tend to do at times, when I said that I think the Republican leadership had decided not to bring this bill up and that we're going to get put off into the future. And I think what I meant to say was, if nothing changes, that's what's going to happen. Because the groundswell is not out there, is not happening at the grassroots level. It's not happening in my district, for sure. And maybe the reason for that is we got pretty good crops in Minnesota, and we're going to be doing pretty well this year, by and large. But it just is not happening, you know. And this rally is a good starting point, but what we need and what is going to change this, we need 100 or 200 calls from people in their districts to these members. That's what's going to change this. You know, and I'm just here to tell you, if you don't do that, we're not going to get a farm bill. It's that simple. You know, and we went through August, and we didn't really see the groundswell of support out there, the groundswell of people concerned about this. So we've got to make this happen. You've got to make this happen. I can't do it. These leaders can't do it. It's got to come from the grassroots. So if you really want to make this happen, you go back to your districts and you get 100, 200 people to call those members' offices, and that will turn this thing around. Now, we still can get this done. We've got 8 days left, you know, before the election that we're going to be in session or something like that. We only need 2 days to pass this bill. We're not doing anything else to speak of. So we've got the time, you know, and you know, we just need to get the pressure put on so we can get this thing on the floor, get it passed so we can get into conference. Now, we're not going to have time to get this bill done before the election, even if we get it through the House. But the importance of this is that if we can get it through the House and into conference, then we can work on this in October. And, you know, when we come back after the election, we can be ready to go to move this thing and get it done before the end of the year. So you've got to get out there and get this grassroots effort going and get these calls and emails and letters going to these members of Congress and put the heat on them if you're going to make this thing change. Because if you don't, we're going to end up getting drug into next year. And I'll guarantee you there is no good outcome of this situation if we get into next year. We're going to get rescored by CBO. There's going to be less money available. We've got to start all over again. You know, and I don't have confidence. Debbie Stabenow will get this thing through the Senate again, but right? Yeah, she'll do it. But, yeah, you know, there is no good outcome going into next year. The other thing I want to say, you know, there's talk about extending this bill. This is a very bad idea, and it is an unnecessary idea. And I know there's some policy wonks out here, but I commend all of you to go on the Congressional Research Service website and get the possible extension or expiration of the 2008 Farm Bill report dated July 25th, 2012. And that will explain to you why we don't need to extend this bill. What this extension is about is not about giving any certainty to farmers. This is about getting into next year so they can write a different kind of bill. They've got a lot of people that don't like this bill. They want to have a whole different kind of bill, and they think that if they can get into next year, they might be able to do that. This is nothing but to delay this, and we will then, if we get into next year, we will not do it till August or September. We never do. We probably won't get it done by then. So there is no good outcome of an extension. There is no necessity for an extension, and you need to read this report to understand why. The only place that we're going to have any effect before next May is going to be in the dairy area, because that the permanent law doesn't affect go into effect on dairy until January 1st of 2013. But, you know, at that point, we have $38 milk. So what do you dairy farmers think about that? No big groundswell. We must not have any dairy farmers here. But I tell you, when I tip people at home, they're going to get $38 milk, their eyes get big and they get a big smile on their face. But anyway, this can happen. We're ready to go. We're ready to make this thing happen. We need you to get out there and energize the grassroots and call these members of Congress and get this thing ginned up so that there's some urgency out there to get the leadership to move this bill. So thank you all for being here. Let's get this thing done. Farm bill now.